Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. We're at Taco Bueno in Waxahachie, 1080 West Highway 287. It has been a jam-packed day all day. And in case you don't believe me, guys, can I hear a little noise from the Taco Bueno?
Kevin,
moments
ago, a woman came in and said, I was told that I have to get one of those Tolo stickers. And I said, by who? And she said, my soon-to-be ex-husband. And I was like, this is fascinating.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so
that was really
interesting. I wanted to know more information, but obviously there have been a lot of people here today. So I had lots of questions
after
that. Man,
is she still here?
And then she left. When she took the sticker, she goes, thanks, this is going to get me lots of points. And I'm like, well, hold on, I need to know more. Points with your future ex-husband.
Man.
I don't know how that works.
I really want to know.
I got to know so many more things.
Yeah, is it like, I know you said you were going to get the credenza, but look what I have. Maybe this could be what brings them back together.
You know what? KNC did it.
That's probably not going to happen.
We've made lots of love together. Like with
what?
What the hell did you just say? Think about the time that we had the show downstairs, and we got that couple together, and they got engaged. And then that one couple on air, they got engaged on – Mike engaged them. Remember? He said, hey, fart heads. And then they got married, and they're together still to this day. Lots of love has happened on the station.
Yeah, it's just the phrasing.
It was an accident.
That I didn't love
130.
That you threw out there. 130 for Masterpiece of the Week. I have no doubt that it is going to be a jam-packed edition today, just like we've been jam-packed at Taco Bueno all day long. Now, got another thing for you right here, NFL-related, if that's okay with you guys.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Tell me, who is your NFL MVP at the midway point? I know midway point is kind of complicated in the NFL now because of the 17 games, but who is your MVP right now?
I think Stafford is definitely at the top of the list. The 21 touchdowns really does stand out. It's 21-2 interceptions.
Yes.
So that number itself, he's sixth in passing yards. It doesn't matter who the receivers are, although they do have some pretty legit receivers on that team.
They do.
And he's found a connection with Davante Adams. Like, it's fascinating how good Davante Adams is, still to this day, because he connects so well with quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers, just go look at the list of quarterbacks he's had to deal with at times, and he produces numbers, no matter what. The only time Davante Adams does not produce numbers, and he's not happy. That makes sense, you know, if you're that good and you want to win and stuff. So, like, the fact that he goes from Cooper Kupp, and then he's like, I got Puka now, and now I also got Davante Adams because I can't really rely on – that puts Matthew Stafford at the top of the list for me at the moment.
Alec, who is your MVP thus far?
I heard Bobby and RJ talk about it this morning, and it swayed my opinion. I'm going to go with Drake May. He has been incredible this season, and what a career revival, not in the player sense, but for Josh McDaniels and what he's doing with that offense, the way they are spreading the ball around and the way that Drake May is doing it with such efficiency, and you know, you saw the game a couple weeks ago where it felt like he only had, I don't know, one incompletion the whole game. He is so incredibly consistent. He can throw the deep ball. He can get things done off schedule, and the stats back up everything that you think he's doing. So I would go with Drake May right now.
Kevin, looking at rating right now too, the Drake May is at a 116.9.
Oh, so old school rating?
Yeah, the old school rating. I'll say QBR if I go with the new one.
Gotcha.
The 116.0 is Sam Darnold.
Huh.
And then you scroll down further, the next one is 115, Jared Goff, but 114 is Jalen Hurts. And you asked yesterday if he's getting enough of that love.
Yeah.
And I think, like, because nobody's truly separated themselves record-wise, you have 10 or maybe 6 or 8 quarterbacks that are all kind of lumped together because they're winning and their numbers are all very similar. It's just that his yards are down. But his touchdown-to-interception ratio is fantastic.
Yeah.
And so, like, Jalen Hurts is in that conversation, too, even though yards-wise he's the 22nd quarterback on the list.
Well, the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because Albert Breer has a really interesting piece out where he's like, I'm not just going to vote like I would via the AP. So he'll like vote for awards at the end of the year. So what he did was he polled NFL general managers, vice presidents, directors of player personnel, and directors of pro scouting for all of these awards. Their pick right now for MVP, Matthew Stafford, followed by Josh Allen, Jonathan Taylor, Baker Mayfield, and this was stunning to me. Justin Herbert is in fifth with 3 votes and only 1 vote for Drake May. All right.
Is Josh Allen – that's not name alone, right? He's not playing MVP ball to me.
I agree with that. I think it's like 15 to 20% name.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
Who is the offensive player of the year?
Jonathan Taylor.
And it is not even close. 27.5 votes. Second on the list, though, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who got 9 votes.
Dude, I'm telling you, if he breaks the receiving yards record this year and, you know, gets his 3,000 yards like you were suggesting he would.
Maybe 2,000.
If he does that, man, he definitely should get it. And be considered for more strongly for MVP also.
Who is y'all's defensive player of the year?
Ooh, I mean, I think Mike is probably at the top of the list.
You think wrong.
Oh, really? Is it still Myles Garrett?
Myles Garrett. And just to put this in perspective.
Is it ever not Myles Garrett?
See, that's a good point. Myles Garrett got 30 votes. These are from executives in the NFL. Second on the list?
Brian Burns?
Aiden Hutchinson. He got 4.
Okay.
Think about that. 30
wow.
to 4. Micah got all of 1 vote.
I think
for your generational player.
I think the other people that need to be involved in that conversation, Brian Burns, if you've watched him
play. Brian Burns is 3rd.
Okay. If you've watched him play, dude, you know the impact he makes on the field. I think he's leading the league with 11 sacks right now, too. And Nick Bonito.
He's 4th.
He's 4th. Okay. Nick Bonito's been fantastic this year. And where's Byron Young? Is Byron Young on the list at
all
for the Rams?
See.
I didn't know if he had made his way into that conversation yet.
He did not get a vote.
Okay. All
right. But to be fair, I think only like 7 people got votes.
Okay. And wasn't Will Anderson the leader to start the season?
Will Anderson got a vote as well. That's just and I don't mean this to just be a knock at Micah, but people use the term generational player very loosely. Micah's not even the best defensive player in his generation. So like
is Myles Garrett?
Yeah, sure.
Is Myles Garrett in his generation?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And if you think it trickles back a little further, then obviously I'd go Aaron Donald. I just think people very lazily use that term.
I understand that.
Who's your offensive?
Was Luka a generational player?
No.
All right.
Oh, no. Well, let's – hold on. Pause. Let me try that again. Not yet. Because, like, think about it. What makes him a generational player? Mm-hmm. All the MVPs he's won, 0. All the titles he's won, 0. So, like, Jokic is way better than him in terms of putting up, like, a resume so far. But Luka still has, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
That he can change that?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kevin from the 469, my wife just gave me a Tolo sticker. Am I getting divorced?
Oh, no.
I don't know. It could have been an e-wife, you know?
You know what? Is this like that one
night? Could have been a lot of wives.
Do you remember that one night that this guy was like, hey, my name's Jeff,
uh-huh,
and I'm proposing to my girlfriend in Fort Worth tonight? And you're like, everybody who's going out with a Jeff tonight in Fort Worth is like, oh, my God, oh, my God,
it's
oh,
me.
My God.
It's going to be
me. But for most of you, it wasn't you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alec, who is your offensive rookie of the year?
Ooh, offensive rookie of the year. Dylan Gabriel. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up. You hate him.
You know, I wanted it to be Genty at the beginning of the year, but that team stinks. Man, I'm trying to
Ashton think. Genty, just because you brought that up, he got no votes.
Yeah, which is really disappointing considering everything that led into him going as high as he did. I know he's probably not the favorite, but who I would pick is Emeka Ogbuka.
Oh, man, I love that pick.
He has blown me away. I knew he was going to be a good player, but he has blown me away with the volume that he is able to handle when Mike Evans isn't available, when Chris Godwin is coming back from injury. He's taken on that leadership role in terms of production so quickly. So I think just the surprise factor of how good he's been would get my vote.
Well, Alec, I have great news for you. He's far and away the favorite. 26.5 votes.
Ooh.
Tyler Warren is second with 6.
I was
going to
ask. Yeah, Tyler Warren's had a fantastic season. A lot of people didn't really know much about what to expect out of him. Where's George Pickens on that list? He's a rookie for us.
That is not how this works.
Huh. Okay.
I will work on my own list for
Where's Jackson Dart?
That. Jackson Dart's third.
Okay.
Who is your coach of the year?
This might be the most heated contest of all this year.
I could see that.
I know we were talking about quarterbacks and the MVP, but Shane Steichen's done such a good job with the Colts, who everybody expected to be boring.
For the record, I totally agree. When I say Dave Canales, that's not to slight Steichen, who's been
awesome. What Dave Canales is doing is great, too, considering what we expected out of that team for sure. I think it's just like the 7-1 start kind of really stands out. And the fact that they converted Daniel Jones into a moderate quarterback. Like Bryce Young, you're like, okay, he's a top pick. He should be. Daniel Jones had been proven to fail over and over. Here we are. I'll say Shane Steichen is my number one on the list.
Alec, who is your coach of the year?
It's got to be Steichen for me. You can't not get that kind of love for taking Daniel Jones and putting him in a QB competition in the offseason and, you know, playing coy the entire offseason, saying, we don't know. It's up to them to battle it out. You know, a former top pick versus a guy that didn't stick in his top pick destination. He gets cut, got a chip on his shoulder, and everybody's making fun of them throughout the offseason. Now look at them. So, yeah, the work he's done with Daniel Jones alone, but then you look at how the entirety of that team has been playing, he's done a phenomenal job.
So I have no issue with that. Shane Steichen is first. This
is McVay in there?
Incredibly close. McVay is way down the list.
Okay.
Shane Steichen got 16.5 votes. Mike Vrabel is second with 15.
He should have that number of votes also.
Here's my issue.
Patriots weren't ready yet, and he's already got ready.
They definitely feel ahead of schedule. Kyle Shanahan, Todd Bowles, Mike McDonald, Sean McVay is 6, Liam Cohen, Sean Payton. My issue is that's 8 people.
And there's no
with
shoddy
votes and no Dave Canales. They won 5 games last year. They're 5-4 right now.
They could lose all the rest of the games.
They could, but it doesn't feel like that's going to happen. Which team gets your executive of the year? I'm sorry, it's not Jerry.
Well, I mean, because it's Steven, right?
Neither one of them got votes.
I mean,
just like Shador Sanders didn't get any Rookie of the Year votes. Sorry.
I'm going to go with Howie Roseman. Where does he fall in this?
Howie Roseman.
Pulling off the Jalen Phillips,
is
which.
Fourth.
Fourth, okay.
John Schneider for the Seahawks is first, and Chris Ballard for the Colts
Schneider
is second.
For the Seahawks for getting Sam Darnold?
Yeah. Just like the Colts are second, for getting Daniel Jones as a backup that they didn't think they would actually need him to start.
Interesting.
And the Bucs GM is third, and then Howie Roseman is fourth. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I am really excited about this. Back-to-back, all in the expressway. We've got Forgiveness Friday, but also the Combo Platter App Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the most distracting app on your phone? On your phone, not that you order at the restaurant, all right? Mm-hmm. Most distracting app on your phone. We will do it next, live from Taco Bueno in Waxahachie on 105.3 The Fan.
Snap to Prescott. First and goal, looking, standing, over the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown to the post, Jake Ferguson. How about that?
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Taco Bueno in Waxahachie, 1080 West Highway 287. If you can hear Corey in the background, he is giving things away. That's why you need to make your way out here to come hang out with us. And you can also connect with us on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube. We're going to do a combo platter right here, phone app edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the most distracting app on your phone? 877-881-1053. In the meantime, I just wanted to throw out a couple of things real quick with people giving tribute to Marshawn Nealon. DeMarcus Lawrence started his presser yesterday talking about it. Micah Parsons wrote on Instagram, "I'm sorry, little brother, I hope you find peace." Juan A. Thomas, bright spirit, a brother, and a great person. Love you, 94. And special teams coach, or former special teams coach for the Cowboys, John Fossil, weighed in as well. And he goes, "You could tell there were great leadership qualities, and those aren't things you just say after someone passes. These are things that are real, and I would say it about him right now if he just had a great game and was still around. He was magnetic with his personality, where he was hardworking and tough. It was a fantastic combination of all things." So all kinds of tributes, as you would probably expect, coming in to Marshawn Nealon. You saw multiple press conferences yesterday, started off with people who a lot were affiliated in one way or another in the past with him and the Cowboys, but there were some that were not affiliated with Marshawn Nealon whatsoever that still wanted to, you know, kind of take the time and throw some respect to him. Yesterday was a really tough day. That's why we've been trying to have lots of fun today, and hopefully we can continue that in this segment. Give us a sports opinion as part of the combo platter, and then what is the most distracting app on your phone? I just saw this one from the 817. Cowboys will go 3-5 down the stretch, and those Taco Bueno ads on my phone are pretty distracting because they're showing off the appetizers.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
That's why you got to make your way out here. Come see us.
And the cheesecake chimneys.
Are you going to – don't distract yourself
right
now.
The whole lot of platter.
You have to do the show.
The chicken potato burrito.
That's what you had, right?
The Bueno Burger. I could eat two.
Are you opining over something you just ate?
Yeah, it was okay. That good. You know, all when right. Something tastes that good and you're just like, I wish I could taste it again.
Okay.
That's where I'm at right now. And thank you, Alec.
Then from the 214, a serious question. Will Kevin be visiting Worth Collecting while in Waxahachie? You know what the sad part of all of this is?
He's not even
Paul's
here
Paul's not there right now. Yeah. The shop is still open, but he's at the Dallas Card Show.
Nobody's at the shop?
No,
it's open?
The shop is open. There are people working there.
Gotcha. Okay.
But there's that cookie place, the dessert spot right by
there. You said
that's
the best cookie on the planet.
Yes, it's the best cookie I've ever had in
my
life.
What's the name again?
The Dessert Spot. And it is in Waxahachie, so yeah. I'm sure plenty of people are aware. All right, would you like to start? You want Alec to start? You want to go to the text? What are you thinking?
Kevin, I will start. I think that it's...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Very sad that the Los Angeles Dodgers are not the favorite to get Muntaka Murakami, the home run king of Japan, who's
yes.
recently just posted. At the moment, the favorite team to get him is the San Diego Padres, not the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I think the Dodgers should always get people because they have so much money.
I have great news for you. Bet Online does have the Dodgers as the favorite.
They moved up the first?
So
I think that's ridiculous. I can't believe it. It's always the Dodgers.
But, yeah, if you were wondering about the Rangers, they're down the list. They don't have the money. The over-under on the value of Murakami's contract, $129.5 million. I just don't see the Rangers getting into those waters for people who are curious about them linked with pretty much any high-dollar free agent.
Why? Why? What's wrong? Is the owner going cheap on us? What's happening
yes,
here?
Yes, that is exactly what is happening.
Because the 1 year potential lockout is a big factor, right?
Agreed.
Or is that just him saying we're not making enough and we didn't win?
I think there's an outside shot. Actually, let me try that again. I think there's a pretty good shot. That's why the Angels constructed their managerial contract the same way they did. 1 year in case you have a work stoppage in 2027.
If there's a work stoppage, do you continue paying the managers?
Because
they're not locked out, are they?
Yes.
You don't hear the managers arguing for the players to be out. You just hear it's like the players and the owners.
That's a good question.
And so I wonder if they still have to pay them, and they're like, we're just going to pay them for 1 year. Though.
That is a good question. I apologize for not knowing that answer. Now, what I wanted to throw out there is the Rangers are about to get their competitive balance tax information. So they're either just under the tax or just a little bit over, which will obviously depend what kind of tax they'll have to pay in the future. But it doesn't sound like they want to be anywhere near that line, even if they did stay under it. So just don't expect a lot of big money deals or, quite frankly, maybe any big money deals for the Rangers. I think it's significantly more likely you'll see players like Semien at a discount, and maybe even Seager, who gets sent away.
You're suggesting that the Rangers are going to trade their two big-time acquisitions from a few
yes.
years ago that helped them win a World Series?
Well, you know what? I'll take it a step further. I would suggest that the Rangers desperately are trying to trade Marcus Semien as we speak.
What about DeGrom?
I would be surprised by that.
What about Evaldi?
I would be really surprised by that.
What about Alejandro Osuna?
That would make no sense. He does not make much money.
But he played really well.
For an athlete.
Yeah.
He makes lots of money for a human.
That's true.
All right. Do you want me to go back to the text, or would you like to lead off or kick it to Alan?
Well, I've already led off, so I'll finish up here with my app that I spend this ridiculous amount of time on. It's the Vanguard app to check my 401k.
Why are you doing that?
It's a volatile
that?
Market, Kevin, and I'm not exactly sure if I'm up or down right now.
It's been a good year for
you. I was told that it was up 50% recently, but I wasn't sure about that. It was not. But if it wasn't that, it's probably the app where I can set the temperature in the house because my wife will go change it, and then I have to change it back. So I spend an inordinate amount of time changing.
Do you guys ever discuss that this happens?
Nope.
Or, okay.
I just look and notice that it's changed, and I'm like, I'm sure it was her. But it might have been the kids, but I don't think they're smart enough to know how to use it.
Okay. Man, you know what? I love it.
I think they just assume that the temperature in the house is a certain way and that they don't know. Like, they don't know how to push the button. Nobody's ever told them.
Yeah. Also, they don't pay the bill, so
exactly.
I don't need their input. From the 858, I swear I didn't text this in, but I love this one. Bold sports take. Sorry, Corey. The Ravens will still win their division. And the most distracting app on their phone right now is the Underdog app because if you download the app and promo code Masterpiece, you get $100 in bonus entries. I didn't even send that in.
Yeah.
I don't even know whose phone number that is. So that's awesome. From the 214, this could be good or bad. The most distracting app is the Odyssey app.
I got it. I understand that.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
But it's a good, it's a decent distraction.
There was times you when can, it was bad.
You can do things like while you listen to the Odyssey app.
Okay.
No?
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Drew Mestemaker's the best quarterback that UNT will ever see. And Facebook Reels can distract them all day.
Okay. So,
Instagram has reels too.
You know the guy who runs the Dallas Card Show, Kyle. He loves Mestemaker.
Oh, really?
He's like, when are we going to get the Cowboys to get Mestemaker? But before it was Arch Manning, so he just is not not.
He likes any quarterback that's not
Dak
currently playing for the Cowboys.
I think that is very fair. All right, Alec. Do you got a sports opinion for us? And then, what is the most distracting app on your phone?
Sports opinion, gentlemen. I'm going to go back to baseball like Corey did, and I'm going to say that parity is on the horizon for Major League Baseball because the Dodgers showed their hand in the World Series that they are human, and some of their franchise cornerstones that are getting up there in age, they will disappear on you for quite a while in very important moments. So I still think they're going to be very good. I'm not saying that they're going to be bad. They're probably going to make the World Series again next year if I had to bet right now. But I do think that good things are on the horizon for people who want parity, especially when I start looking at some of the managerial openings and fillings that we're getting that have a lot of younger managers coming in, which kind of tells to me these teams are willing to give these guys a little bit of time to figure things out, build out a roster, and go from there. So I do think that we're going to see some parity in Major League Baseball somewhat soon.
And the most distracting app for you?
This is 100% easy. The answer would have been different a couple months ago, but I am on a massive TikTok phase right now. And
do you want to tell people what kind of TikToks you watch?
No, I really don't, Kevin. people that are at Taco Bueno can ask you off the air. And
that is true. I might show them
one. Yeah, and they're going to think I'm a terrible human. But I've gotten through a phase here recently where that's just doom scrolling is how I kill time.
Right.
And laughing at the stupid Sora AI memes and stuff that make no sense. Like, why is a grizzly bear twerking at somebody's Ring doorbell?
Why does Derek Holland continue to post AI stuff of him smoking a cigarette?
He's riding everywhere. A velociraptor on a beach in his underwear with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah, that was AI. So not real, in case you're wondering.
Hey, Kevin, I learned something today.
What's that?
I wanted to tell you. I learned something from a man's shirt. Did everybody in Waxahachie know that y'all are the crepe myrtle capital of Texas? Did y'all? Yes, they did know that. Did y'all know y'all?
I don't know. That was like three people who cheered for that. So I feel like there was other people who didn't know.
Did y'all know y'all are gingerbread city also? Because the amount of. Okay, they did know that too. Did you know that, Kevin?
There's no chance.
Because
I'm
of
not
all
even
the gingerbread style homes they have.
What a crepe myrtle is.
You don't know what a crepe myrtle
is? It's like
a
tree.
It's like a tree. It's got purple and pink and red flowers.
Oh.
It's a shrub.
Oh,
it's
see,
a shrub.
You didn't know either.
Oh, yeah. I have one.
Man, you what?
In Dallas or in Plano.
Man, you were all judging me.
I had two in Dallas, yeah.
You didn't know
they
what
grow,
it was
dude.
Either.
You try and get rid of them, they come back all the time.
Okay. All right. From the 469. Man, I kind of want to do learn more about Waxahachie. And we just go around the Taco Bueno. That's a good idea. The Rangers will not finish above 500 next year, and the Odyssey app is the most distracting, always toloing. From the 214. The Mavs will be abysmal all season. Aw. And Instagram is the most distracting app on my phone. I know Instagram is super popular. Is it more popular with women? Because I know that my wife is on Instagram like nonstop all of
posting
the time.
Posting? Or
no,
what? She's just watching
reels?
She's
looking at people, and she's like, ooh, look at that person's outfit. Or like, hey, I had that kid as a student 8 years ago.
I am actually very happy. Adrian found some lady that she follows, and she like mimics her style. And it looks really good. And I'm like, hey, you look good in that shirt and pants and dress and skirt. And
she's wearing too many things.
Not all at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Like when she wears new things, I'm like, this is impressive.
Gotcha.
And then I realized she spent all of our money on clothes because she saw it.
Right.
And she keeps changing the thermostat.
Oh, man. You know what I kind of want to do? You know the Wooly Bully top 10? I want a Corey Majors top 10 of things that agitate him about his wife that are like not the most serious thing in the world.
Man.
But yeah, I wanted to know if anybody knows like the, you know, man versus woman usage of Instagram, because maybe it's like exactly even, but
what do guys use Instagram for?
To look at hot ladies, right?
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. I post things to say that we're going to be at Waxahachie's Taco Bueno.
Such a
liar.
That's
what I use it for. I use it to get the message out, Kevin.
I don't really use Instagram, and I feel bad whenever people ask me my Instagram handle. From the 806, my preseason prediction of Donovan Ezeraku finishing top three in Defensive Rookie of the Year isn't looking too crazy.
Nope.
And then to go along with what you said, stupid Instagram, I get addicted in their reels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's the thing, too. Like, my middle kid right now is like, Dad, I want TikTok. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because I'm 3 days behind every time I watch a YouTube reel. And I'm like, oh, interesting. So he's just trying to keep up. I'm like, I don't know, man. Let's go read a book instead.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Let's do something educational. Although there is educational stuff on TikTok, too. It's all about what you like, really.
The
algorithm decides.
Is it really educational, or is it something that seems educational, but if you looked it up elsewhere, you would find
like
it?
Like, how to become an astronaut, you know?
And how do you become an astronaut?
You got to look it up on TikTok, and then you watch and you go, okay. I haven't watched that video. That's not what I'm there for.
Do you know how astronauts set up their vacations? They plan it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you. Hey, one person. That's fine. There might have been a second person that laughed a little.
They should be ashamed.
Okay. I don't think that that is the case whatsoever. All right. So I'm a little hesitant about this one because I already told Corey what my app is going to be, and he made fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well stay honest. So my sports prediction, and I hope I'm wrong so much, but A&M has bred me into a state where I just think the worst is going to happen. So I believe Mickey Spagnuolo will be happy on Monday when we talk to him because Missouri will have beaten
A&M. You are so scared of commitment. I mean, you married your wife.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's why everyone came to our wedding.
Because
they were like, hold on, a 39-year-old and a 37-year-old are getting married for the first time? We have to go see what kind of wonder this
you
is.
You are so scared. That's why. That's the problem with A&M fans,
Kevin. I have battered Aggie syndrome.
Yeah, but you never believe.
Yeah.
Y'all don't believe because you're scared of getting hurt.
No, not true. I believe too many times. And then they were like, ha-ha, stupid.
Well,
it felt, yes, kind of like a Cowboys fan.
That's false
Thanks.
Belief.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, look, I am Charlie Brown going to kick that football every time. And Lucy's
Conviction.
Like, you're so dumb.
Dude,
yeah.
Believe it this year. This is y'all's year. This is A&M's year. I got faith
right.
for you.
God, I hope you're right.
So much so that I'm going to go make some plays on Underdog.
And then the app that is most distracting on my phone, it's called Lily's Garden.
I'm sorry, what?
It is kind of like a puzzle game.
Uh-huh.
And
with a garden?
Oh, it's very real and it's very popular. Apparently no one in Taco Bueno's ever heard of it before. But whatever, it's really popular. It has millions and millions of downloads.
Dude, it has its own wiki fandom.
Yeah, because it's super fun.
Uh-huh.
Do I spend too much time on it? And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, crap, I was supposed to go to sleep. Yes, that happens quite a bit. So Lily's Garden is the most distracting app that I have on my phone.
Yeah, it says there are 301 articles on it, dude. 309, as a matter of fact. Look at that.
Okay.
I'm going to read each one.
I don't believe I have ever read an article about Lily's Garden.
You could probably play better and more efficiently if you did, though.
It's, you know what? That actually
You're welcome.
Is a good point.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
And then from the 972, Kevin's correct. We all have battered Aggie syndrome. Look, if you love Texas A&M, they have driven us to this point, much like Cowboys.
What have they ever done wrong, though?
Lost games
they were supposed to.
Go back to 2020, although I guess that wasn't really their fault.
Mm-hmm.
It was the College Football Committee for screwing us over. Then our generational team we had in 2012 with Johnny Manziel, we didn't realize that they didn't have the playoff yet. We lost two games early and then mowed down everyone. You're like, oh, hey, good job. You get to be fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, every big road game ever before this year.
I don't think
they
would have won any
of those games last year against Texas,
late.
The last time we played Texas in that BS pass interference call, there's a lot of them.
Did y'all ever have Elko before that?
Last year we did.
Yeah, but last year was a different year.
Texas.
What about Marcel Reed?
We had Marcel Reed last year, too.
But was that in 2025?
No, it wasn't.
There you go. Now it's time to believe again, Evan.
It was in 2024. Oh, man.
Man, there are a lot of people that play Lily's Garden.
Yeah, from the 806. I don't know if this helps my case.
My 9-year-old plays Lily's Garden all the time.
Well, you know what? I thought it was a challenging puzzle game, maybe for kids.
Somebody suggested that garden is an adult site.
It is definitely
what?
Not. It is definitely
I didn't
not.
Suggest it. Somebody else did.
Yeah, there's no
Alec.
Way I would spend like 3 hours at a time on it if it was that kind of site. All right?
What do you mean
by
that?
Finish up and you go about your day.
All right.
What? That?
Or go to sleep.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
All
right. That's the only right answer.
Well, then you know what, Alec? I guess I'm going to lead off because right now it's time for Forgiveness Friday. 877-881-1053. Does somebody need to apologize to you? Do you need to apologize to them, or do I need to apologize to Alec for the things that I've said today, especially that last thing that I
think Alec is going to benefit wildly from it during the 130 segment today.
Mm. I might have something that I want a neighbor to ask for forgiveness, or maybe I need to ask for forgiveness. So we just got our brand new roof. Thanks to Greystone Roofing. Shout out to Eric.
On your house?
Yeah. Yes.
On his fence door.
Yes, the brand new roof on my house.
That's awesome, dude.
And they put a sign in the yard, and it's kind of like right at the edge of probably our property line.
Okay.
And so I came home the other day, and it was moved several feet over.
Into your yard or into their yard?
Yeah, it's still in our yard, okay. But it's like moved closer to our walkway. And I asked Jess, I go, hey, did you move that Greystone sign? And she goes, no. I was like, did they move that Greystone sign?
Dude.
So obviously what I should have done is just let it go. But
did you go knock on their door?
No, I just put it right at the absolute edge.
Why?
I don't know.
That's
unnecessary. I don't know, Corey. That's why I'm saying I need to ask for forgiveness because I don't know why I am the way I am.
That is
unnecessary. I couldn't let it go.
Dude, you didn't because they moved it. They were like, that's not our company, probably. I'm gonna assume that.
Well, yeah, it wasn't their yard either. And then, so it's still in my yard, but it's like,
oh, man.
You know how I know it's my yard? Because the grass is still green. So they should probably take a look at that before they're moving signs.
They don't take care of their yard,
saying.
Is what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah. So did I just make the situation worse when I could have just left it there and just moved on with my life? And
I
like,
think, yeah.
I like Greystone.
I mean, you have to live next to these people.
I don't think I've ever had more than – I've had one conversation with him, but that's it.
Was it politics?
No.
Oh.
It was just like, yeah, hello, my name's Kevin. Who did you vote for? Like, would that be?
I told you my favorite signs in my neighborhood were the one somebody had Liberty Lives Here, and then across the street somebody said, this is awkward, Liberty Also Lives Here.
Oh, my
And I
gosh.
Was like, man, that Liberty girl. She, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, she's yeah. got all these places.
Huh. Yeah. So do I need to ask for forgiveness?
Don't ask them.
Somebody, I heard another person say yes.
I don't think you should ask them for forgiveness because I don't think that they're going to forgive you. I think they're going to be like, why do you keep doing this, you big jerk?
Oh, that's...
And that's just going to make you more mad, and then you're going to go buy more signs and put them all on the edge and basically make a fence.
But are they just all going to be Greystone Roofing?
Yeah. this whole fence of Greystone Roofing signs, right. And I don't think that's going to work out for you.
Caden Zatolo, I bet I could get lots of signs and just build like a little perimeter at the edge. That feels like that would make it not
from
okay,
the 972.
Sure.
This is Kevin's neighbor. Stop talking crap about the color of the grass of my lawn. So
just saying, it didn't just stop being green either.
Yeah.
From
the 561. No, thank you. This is a wrong segment for
that. Oh, okay.
But they did want to say to the Adelson family for trading Luca and suing the Stars.
Hey,
they're not happy about that.
I should be more focused. Somebody said it has 271,000 downloads for Little League's Garden. Look at it right here, Corey. 50 million plus downloads.
Dude, that is awesome.
So
congratulations.
See, and this
how often do you spend money on that app?
You know what? That is not a question for today.
How often do you they're like 99 cents and you can get an
I know,
extra spend.
Look, they have broken me with their microtransactions because I'm like, I could just push this button. Yes, too much.
Get the golden pass for the next 29 days.
He is rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. But look, this is why I run into the problems I do in life. Because I get involved in nonsense like this instead of just letting it go. Like if somebody ever cuts me off, Broadus is like, you just let it go. You live in Texas. And instead I'm like, they did it on purpose just to spite me. And I must get street justice. Why? I don't know why.
Dude, every time I get street justice, I go, street justice, just like you.
See, I wish I had one of like those. Go ahead.
From the 469, please forgive me for making my other half tell Corey to his face that Tolo Go is a real thing before telling her what it actually means. She did that last week, and it was awesome, and I thought it was great. And she was smiling so big, and then I told her what it meant, and she smiled bigger after that. So congratulations to them.
That's not a
Which
thing,
I presume
right?
That they're Tolo going right now.
No. How are you texting in if you're having sex right now?
Tolo, go. Turn it on, leave it on, get it on.
Okay, you heard that, right? Mm-hmm. That lady just said order 469. That's a bit, right? That was a bit.
She's
that
been listening
cannot,
all day.
That
she's
cannot be
she's
the number that we are actually on. Okay, mm-hmm. that's not my fault, Alec. The rest of it is
from the
better.
682, you should probably consult with the police. The easy way to get killed is a neighbor dispute. That's the easiest way,
oh,
they
no.
say. So
I don't want
you
that.
Want to tell them, hey, look. They keep moving my sign further into my own yard, and I'm not I'm okay.
Okay,
with that.
But here's what would happen, and then you know my OCD brain. I would go, hey, I'm sorry for moving that sign back after I moved it. I should have let it go. And they would have been like, we don't know what you're talking about. We didn't move that sign. And then I'll become obsessed with trying to figure out who moved the sign, even though it doesn't matter whatsoever.
Good point.
Guys, does Jordan Binnington need to ask for forgiveness? Alec, can you give me cut number 10, please, sir? So, that is actually what I was about to say. You can cut him off. Alex Ovechkin scored his 900th goal, and then Jordan Binnington, the goalie for the Blues, put the puck down his pants. So,
like the front or the backside?
It was the backside.
All right.
And it was like his hockey puff pants. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
for those goalies, I don't really know a better way to describe it. And
he was just keeping it protected, right? He
I don't
keeping
think
it safe.
So, because the official came over, and they had an inordinately long conversation. Like, you skate up. Hey, buddy, I saw you put that puck down your pants. Hand it back, please.
What puck?
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it looked like would happen.
And then he says, I saw it. You say, well, if you want it, go get it.
He handed it back to the ref.
Oh, he did? Okay.
But this is what he said.
He dug his hockey glove back
yes,
there?
Yes, he did. He did. I think he took his glove off.
Oh, okay.
That would have been
right.
really tough. And so he goes, yeah, I figured basically I had an assist on that goal right there turning the puck over. And so I didn't think he'd mind sharing the puck. He said he was joking, and then he had full intention to give it back to him. And he goes, yeah, full intention to give it back.
Uh-huh.
So the first player to ever score 900 goals, he takes the puck and has to be reasoned and negotiated with to hand it back over.
I like it. He wanted his part of history.
Okay, so you give him forgiveness.
No, I do forgive him for that.
All right, very fair. Now, Alec.
From the 817, I'm Tolo going right now. And then from the also from a different number on the 817, we just Tolo-goed, but since Kevin doesn't believe it, we're going for round two. Love y'all.
Okay. First of all, I'm proud of that fella's refractory period. Good for you. Secondly, I don't want to know that.
All right. I do.
Put on something else. Marvin Gaye, whatever.
No.
You don't want to hear people go, dip, and you're like, yeah. That's weird.
We like the ratings no matter where they come from.
That's fair. That's what it should be. Somebody's like, I timed. God, if you timed it perfect. Never mind.
By the way, according to our friend Robert Tiffin, Jamie Benn is still a ways away. Glenn Gulletson said today Duchesne is probably closer than Benn, but there is a definite timetable for either that we know of. There isn't a timetable. So
okay.
But Duchesne's closer. Benn is still a ways away.
And then you saw Rope last night. So that is absolutely, absolutely a positive thing. So the next one, Alec. Do the makers of Grand Theft Auto 6 deserve forgiveness? They have delayed the game once again, this time to November of 2026. And so I'm sure, Alec, that game will be out in 13 months.
I'm going to be able to, like, put out a mortgage by the time this thing comes
for
out,
sure.
Man, dude. I am
Hold
so
on one second,
up.
Alec. I'm sorry, one second. Hey, you guys aren't leaving because of what we just said, right? Okay, good. All right, Alec, I'm sorry. Two people got up to leave, and I just wanted
because
to make sure it was not because of the Tolo goal.
Yeah, no,
No, they're leaving
that.
Because GTA 6 got delayed again.
Okay,
you broke their
hearts. All right, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I bet I got the game when I was in eighth grade. I got GTA 5 when I was in eighth grade. Yeah. I am 24 years
Think
old.
About how old you all are.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old. and this like new iteration of the game still doesn't exist. I don't even think it's going to come out at all at this point. Yeah. I feel like they made it up.
Okay.
It's a marketing
They're just
ploy.
Teasing us. They're just teasing us so that we can continue to play the old versions.
Mm-hmm. Because then, they know I will.
Yes. Kevin, somebody did say, by the way, they're dipping while you say dip. You know what they mean. So basically, you dip, they dip, we dip, if you know what I mean. I'll put my hand upon your hip.
What is wrong with y'all?
I'm just saying.
No. No. Ooh. What's going to happen first? 903. We get Grand Theft Auto 6 or the Cowboys win the Super Bowl?
Cowboys win the Super Bowl. Because Grand Theft Auto 6 is never coming out.
Okay.
And the Cowboys have at least won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
So
and they will win another one?
Kevin, also, a text just came in that said, this got me inspired. I'm going to go pick up the wifey right now to Tolo Go, as the kids say.
No kids say that.
They all do.
They don't go 6-7 Tolo Go. Like, that is not a thing.
No, they do.
That is happening. Now, this one this one is tricky because I kind of see this woman's point from the 817. I might need to ask for forgiveness Friday for being mad at my wife for not wanting to go with me to pick up my ex-wife to – oh, ex-wife's kid to get her to the Maroon 5 concert. I thought it was the ex-wife, and I was like, I get it. But if it's the kid –
Hold on, it's the ex-wife's kid.
Yes.
Does that mean it's his kid also or just her kid?
It's not
and
clear.
And he's helping take care of said kid?
From that.
Because he's just a really kind former.
Maybe he loves Maroon 5 and maybe they had a bond.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, you didn't have as much feedback on that as I was
it a
really
payphone?
Hoping for.
He's at a payphone, Kevin.
What?
You need to learn more Maroon 5 songs.
Why?
So that you can sing the songs when you go to the concert after you pick up your ex-wife's kid.
Is that the band with the hot fella with the tattoos?
He takes
sings?
Off his shirt during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay.
You remember, I think you said, hey, what's the, how many songs in? We were doing prop bets.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, how many songs in? And I was like,
two. Took his shirt off?
And I was like, two songs in. And he was one song in, he'd taken his vest off.
I get
and
it.
And he took his shirt off after song two. So I won that prop bet.
If I look like that, I would take my shirt off a lot, too.
It's true.
But here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Waxahachie. Coming up next, time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
And our special guest, Kyle Yeomans.
Oh.
Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.